You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
On a Galilean mountainside 2,000 years ago, our Lord preached a sermon that has continued to shape Western civilization probably more than any other passage of scripture. It's the Sermon on the Mount. Think about how familiar we are with those few chapters. From it, we get the teaching of the wide and the narrow path, the wise and the foolish builder, teachings not to judge and not to worry. Yet there is one teaching within that text which Dallas Willard considered to be the true test, the ultimate test of Christ-likeness, and that is the ability for us to love our enemies. And it's that same ethos, that same philosophy that fueled Dr. Martin Luther King's entire approach to the civil rights movement of the 1950s and the 1960s. And it's him that we honor and remember today, but it's Jesus who we strive to be like ultimately. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for your incredible Son who has given us a blueprint of how we can live lives that truly do reflect our relationship with you. God, it is so easy for us to get our cues from our own environment that we live in, our country, the media, our families, ourselves, and yet, God, there is a different way that you choose for us to live, the way of Christ. And we pray, Father, that today as we examine your word, as we open our hearts to your scriptures, the Lord, that we'll be able to take this simple yet powerful message to love our enemies. We will take it to our hearts and it will truly bring about a transformation that you desire. Thank you for our time together this morning, and it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. So let us go to our text today, which is Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 43. So Jesus is on the mountain. He says to them, "You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven." See, they would have known this teaching, of course, to love their neighbor. It went all the way back to a Levitical law that they would have been very familiar with. But hate your enemy? He says, you've heard this, but the truth is that's not found within the law of the Bible. Yet for 700 years, the Jews had been within occupation, they had been oppressed, and they were beginning to grow restless. And history tells us that there was this radical sect called the Essenes, and they coined this phrase to hate God's enemies, perhaps taken from Psalm 139. And it became this nationalistic saying that as the people of God, we should rise up against our enemies and we should hate them because they are opposing God. And so Jesus, knowing that they were looking for and waiting for a Messiah who would come and liberate them, he came and completely flipped the script. And instead of saying to them, yeah, hate your enemies, I'm with you, he said, no, love your enemies. He said to the people who were around, the social nobodies that perhaps he was talking to, he said, hey, you see those Romans, those people occupying your land, our land? Remember, you are the light of the world to them. Let them see something different about you. Show them our Father's agape love. Love them. The religious leaders who persecute you for being my disciples, remember, you are the salt of the earth. Help them to find their way to me through your love and your prayers for them. See them through God's eyes, through a lens of mercy and empathy and compassion. That's how you make a difference in this world. This powerful message to love our enemies through agape love was Dr. Martin Luther King's weapon of choice when he wielded this powerful love for social justice all those years ago in the face of such great oppression and opposition at that time. It's incredible to think that just over 60 years ago, legal enforced segregation was still in place in these United States. Incredible to believe that. In 1957, Dr. Martin Luther King in Montgomery, Alabama, preached this very message, love your enemies, because he believed that these words of Jesus should actually be put into practice, that they weren't just a nice saying to catch people's attention, but that they were real because they have the power to change the world. I'm going to read a little bit from his sermon 68 years ago. So on speaking of the topic of racial justice, this is what he says. While abhorring segregation, we shall love the segregationist. This is the only way to create a beloved community. To our most bitter opponents, we say, we shall match your capacity to inflict suffering by our capacity to endure suffering. We shall meet your physical force with soul force. Do to us what you will, and we shall continue to love you. We cannot, in all good conscience, obey your unjust laws, because non-cooperation with evil is as much of a moral obligation as is cooperation with good. Throw us in jail, and we shall still love you. Send your hooded perpetrators of violence into our community in the midnight hour. Beat us, leave us half dead, and we shall still love you. But be ye assured that we will wear you down by our capacity to suffer. One day we shall win freedom, but not only for ourselves. We shall so appeal to your heart and your conscience that we will win you in the process. And our victory will be a double victory. You see, love is the most durable power in the world. This creative force, so beautifully exemplified in the life of our Christ, it is the most potent instrument available in mankind's quest for peace and security. What a powerful message. And this is what his movement achieved: through love, by love, and because of love. We're not here today just to learn about Dr. Martin Luther King, though, but we are here to strive to follow his example of being like Jesus. And so today, how does this resonate with us, 68 years on from his message? Perhaps there is an enemy, or there are enemies in our own lives that we need to embrace these same teachings to make a difference in their life as God would wish and hope that you would. So who is your enemy that you could put these teachings into practice with? Maybe it is a difficult neighbor or an angry coworker that just keeps giving you a hard time. Win them over with agape love. Pray and ask God, how can you be like Jesus with them so they can see your light shining in their darkness? Tomorrow, we have a next president. Whether you voted for him or not, imagine the impact of your prayers on his life and in his presidency. You may be very passionate either way about him, but all of us have a responsibility to fuel that passion into prayer and to pray for him. Whether you're in support of him or not, he could do with your prayers. Whoever society, media, the government tells us is our enemy, whether domestic or foreign, as disciples of Jesus, we follow the direction of a different authority, one founded on agape love that should be shown to everybody, no matter their race, their ethnicity, their nationality, their religion, or however different they may be to you. That is the message of love your enemies. So as I close, I'm going to close with words of Dr. Martin Luther King as he finished his sermon many years ago, because nothing has changed, sadly, but there is everything still to fight for with the weapon of love. He says, friends, the world needs this type of love more than ever in our polarized society where division and hostility seem to dominate. We are called to be agents of reconciliation. We are called to love boldly, to pray fervently, to act generously, even towards those who oppose us. May we go forth with the strength and the determination to love our neighbors and our enemies so that we may be called the children of our Father in heaven. Let us leave here today committed to this transformative love. Let us be salt and light, drawing others to God who loved us first. And let us remember the cross, a symbol of the greatest love the world has ever known. Because while we were his enemies, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. This message isn't a message of 2,000 years ago. It is a message for today, for tomorrow, as long and until Jesus returns. Let us go forth and love our enemies. Amen. Thank you.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.